In the State House of Representatives, supporters of a bill to reform homeowner title insurance are celebrating progress. A House committee has given thumbs up to a proposal to introduce price competition into the title insurance industry. Right now, all the title companies charge the same thing. It's the law in New Mexico and only in two other states as well. Fred Nathan is executive director of the think tank Think New Mexico with us on the line. You've been the proponent of reforming the title industry. Is it one committee or more that's approved your bill so far?
It's actually passed two committees, House Consumer and Public Affairs and House Business and Industry. We're delighted with this compromise. It reforms title insurance in several key aspects. First, New Mexico is one of only three states where there's no price competition. The price is set by the superintendent of insurance. And one of the things that this bill does is allow for some price competition to take place. We think that will work to the advantage of people who are trying to buy homes. A second aspect of the bill is that it helps those people who are refinancing a mortgage, because your lender will require that you get a new title insurance policy. And this bill creates discounts between 60% and 20%. And in some cases more, for those people who are refinancing a home. So that's, I think, good news for everybody.
And that's presumably because nothing's really changed, has it? I mean, why pay the full shot if you're in a house and nothing changed? You've still got the same lot size and so forth.
That's a very good point, Bill. There's very little risk to the title insurance company because it's the same owners, it's the same property. The only thing that might have changed is there may be a new defect that has occurred in the intervening time. And so these discounts will go a long way into making that a fairer pricing system for refinance policies. And then there are a number of other consumer protections that, for example, the PRC now on their website will post the prices for title insurance so that people can shop around and find where they can get the best price. And it also enhances some penalties for referral fees or kickbacks that sometimes occur.
And those kickbacks, those referral fees, often given to realtors, right?
In some cases to realtors, in some cases to developers. And the industry, I should say, to be fair to them, they insist that doesn't take place in New Mexico, but it has been known to take place in other parts of the country.
The average title insurance fee comes to $700-$800, does it? The price, the fixed price?
Yeah, I think it's actually a little bit higher than that. I think it's about $1,200 for a $200,000 home when you add in all the fees and the title policy.
So in a competitive market, how much might that price go down?
Well, we don't know. We do know that it's likely to go down, but we don't know by how much. But we expect that the savings will be in the hundreds of dollars for home buyers and homeowners who are refinancing a home, or at least that's what we would hope.
This is a regulated industry under the Public Regulation Commission and the insurance commissioner. Aren't they required to tell the PRC and the insurance commissioner what their rates will be? In other words,
yes.
if they go to the PRC and say, I'm going to offer, Company A is going to offer title insurance for $100, the PRC is obliged to approve that?
No. So the way this will work is that if a... So the superintendent of insurance will continue to promulgate a single rate, and any company can come in and offer a lower rate, but you're right, they have to first get it approved by the superintendent of insurance. And in doing that, he's going to look at the interests of consumers, but also the small independent mom-and-pop title insurance agents. And I think that's one of the reasons we were able to hammer out this compromise, is because with the speaker's leadership, we made this bill very sensitive to their needs as well, because they worry about national title insurance companies coming in with predatory pricing systems and running them out of the market. So we put a lot of protections into the bill to help those local mom-and-pop agents, which we're happy to do because that keeps jobs and dollars here in the state.
So if the big agencies come in and offer an introductory offer for the next 3 months only, a couple hundred dollars, that would kill other businesses, and it probably wouldn't be allowed?
That's exactly right. I'm confident that the superintendent of insurance would look at that and reject or disapprove those rates.
Where does the bill go from here?
It's got one more hearing on the House side. That's with the House Judiciary Committee, and then it goes to the House floor and then to the Senate, and we hope from there to the governor's desk.
Fred Nathan of the think tank Think New Mexico.